RingCentral will completely transform the way you work. It gives you built-in AI across all your business conversations. Your phone system has an AI receptionist that answers calls 24/7. Your video meetings have AI that takes notes instantly. Even your contact center has AI, so you can help customers faster. It all comes together in one reliable platform for effortless AI communications. See for yourself at ringcentral.com. RingCentral, voice of your business.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Breathe a little bit today because we're ready to go on a Football Friday holiday weekend. I mean, it's one of those days where you're like, you know, yesterday felt like Sunday to me, first of all, yesterday felt like Sunday. Over at my mom's house, enjoying Christmas dinner, football is on. Like, oh, it felt like a Sunday. Well, no, it's not. It's a Thursday. And then we got a Friday coming up with, like, what's going on a Friday? Oh, yeah, wait. Got to get kind of back to work, got to do radio, got to Sean McDermott. The Bills are practicing, got injury reports, an injury report come out yesterday, an estimation. Kind of all screwed up, you know, how it all works out. But then you're like, this morning, I'm thinking, wait a minute, oh yeah, what does my day look like? It's a Friday. I have to kind of go back and look at the schedule. I think we're all settled in right now, though. I think we're good here on a Buffalo Football Friday. I think we'll call it a Buffalo Football Holiday Friday. On WGR Sports Radio 550 on the Northtown Automotive Extra Point Show. Glad to be with you. Sal Capaccio with you. And, of course, our Football Friday is brought to you by Salino Law. Car crash, call Salino. Call the 8s. And by Crosby's Pizza and Subs, Crosby's Hometown Fuel, game day ready since 1922. We will have Bills head coach Sean McDermott on the program here in about an hour or so. He'll give us an injury update, final injury status, and update on several players that we're monitoring throughout the week. And I said earlier this week, and it's basically true, come to fruition, which is that you weren't really going to know nothing about the Bills injury report until today. Honestly, there's a report, there's an injury report, but let's think of the timeline, how this happened. On Tuesday, McDermott told us who would or wouldn't practice, but because the team played on Sunday, there's no official actual injury report given out. That's number one. So we knew that we had those players. Josh Allen wasn't going to practice. It's a walkthrough. Mitch Trubisky is going to take the work, but you don't see it on an actual physical tweet or piece of paper or anything like that, a website. Then we get to Wednesday. Wednesday is an estimated injury report because it's a walkthrough as well. And because it's estimated, it's that day. What would it be if it was today? Today, Josh Allen gets upgraded, quote unquote, because we didn't have an actual designation officially from the day before, but he's limited. But then you have 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7 players, DNP, do not practice. Get to Thursday, another estimation, basically, because they did not practice yesterday. But even though it was an estimation, we did have one change, and it was a good change. Joey Bosa goes from not practicing, too limited with his hamstring injury. That said, six notable names we're still monitoring that Sean McDermott will give us more of an idea on when he comes aboard here in about an hour. Defensive tackle Daquan Jones, tight end Dalton Kincaid, tight end Dawson Knox, defensive tackle Jordan Phillips, safety Jordan Poyer, kicker Matt Prater, all of them not practicing at all this week so far, whether estimated or not, listed as DNPs. So we'll get the injury update from Sean McDermott, like I said, in the 11 a.m. hour here on the Northtown Automotive Extra Point Show. At the bottom of this hour, though, we'll check in with Paul Hamilton. Yeah, it's a Buffalo Football Friday, but folks, the Sabres are surging. They are the hottest team in the NHL right now, and they are just 2 points back. Let me reiterate, 2 points back of a playoff spot. Now, we've been down this road before. Last year in November, they actually got to a playoff spot, and then they proceeded to lose 13 straight games. But right now, after Christmas, ahead of the new year, the Sabres sit at 40 points, and the second wildcard team is the Florida Panthers at 42. Heck, the Sabres are 3 points out of third place in their division. Top three make it. If they can get a victory tomorrow night against the Bruins, which is going to be a rocking KeyBank Center, by the way, if they can get a victory tomorrow night against the Bruins, I mean, if things fall their way, they could be within 5 points of the division lead. I mean, I know I'm getting ahead of myself, but it's seven in a row. You could get to eight in a row tomorrow night against the Bruins. There's a tough stretch coming up that includes, well, tough, they're on the road. They got to go to Dallas coming up, but I mean, just keep stacking these dubs, man. That's what you got to do. Just keep stacking them. And I know Paul has come out and said this, and others have said this. I've never been in the same camp of, well, there's just too many teams to pass. And when there's 40 games left, you just keep playing and winning. And if you can do that, you'll pass those teams. Because the other teams aren't going to keep winning too, and you're going to play them along the way. So I get it. Like, it's tough. To me, the problem wasn't the number of teams in front of them when you're in those situations and when they were in that situation recently. And still, it's not the number of teams in front of them. It's simply the number of points to make up. Because other teams are going to win too. You can't expect everybody to fall off. But either way, they're right there now. And they have an opportunity with a new general manager who, so far, is undefeated, knock on wood, in his tenure, Jarmo Kekäläinen. I don't think that's necessarily... It's coincidental in one regard, right? But it's good to have some injection of something new and fresh in the organization that I do think helps. And I'm going to ask Paul about that, how much that actually helps. It's the intangibles you can't quantify necessarily, right? Getting a new GM and a new way of looking at things and players thinking something's different, something's changed. How much does that actually matter when it comes to the on-ice performance? We'll talk with Paul at 10:30. 803-0550, 11:30 or so, right after Sean McDermott, will be our guy Patrick Hammer. A very big weather update today because we do have some not nice weather coming this afternoon here to Western New York into tomorrow. And then Sunday for the game, what's it going to look like? Could be some rain, could be some snow, drive in, drive out, like all of that matters. The timing of it, not only this week, but then next week, the final game at Highmark Stadium. And who knows? Maybe there will be another game at Highmark Stadium after that, but the final scheduled game, and it could be, very well be, the final game ever at the current Highmark Stadium a week from Sunday. So we'll talk about all that into the new year, another holiday on tap next week. I have spent an inordinate amount of time lately thinking about who the Bills are going to play in the playoffs. Like, I just sit there and look at the standings, and I go through all the different scenarios in my head of who could win, what that means for them, New England against the Jets. And yes, and that said, it does include like the unlikely possibility of an upset of the Jets over the Patriots. But I don't think about that as much because I think that's so unlikely that I believe the Bills will be the 5, 6, or 7. And I kind of have my brain set on that, even though absolutely go get the 2 if you can get it. I mean, the 3, whatever, win the division, right? If you can get that, that'd be amazing. You get a home game and then things change. And but you still have the same possible teams, folks. I mean, right now, honestly, I know that it's like unlikely for less likely for some of these teams. I don't think there's any team currently in the AFC playoff field. I could be wrong about this. I don't think there's any team currently in the AFC playoff field that the Bills can't play in round one. Denver, New England, Jacksonville, Pittsburgh, the Chargers, and the Texans. So, but you have to have it all fall different ways, and some are likely, some are not. I mean, right now, Denver's got the number one seed, but what if they lose to the Chargers and the Jags get up and pass them, the Patriots pass them? I think those two things can happen. I'm pretty sure. I don't know. And then all of a sudden, they're the two. The Bills finish at the seven. Bam, there you go. If the Bills are the seven, which is still a very, very, I don't know, possible outcome, then they could be at any of these teams finishing in the two. Broncos, Patriots, Jags, and the Chargers. They could finish at the sixth seed and finish. And what if Houston passes Jacksonville? That's 6-3. Chargers could still win the West. Chargers could still finish. Well, they couldn't finish 2, 3, or 4 then if they don't win. They could, I guess. If they don't win the West, they're going to finish 4, 5, or 6. 5, 6, or 7, excuse me. Botching that one. But that could still happen. And yes, the Bills could still win the division if you get a very unlikely upset of the Jets beating the Patriots. But I have spent way too much time thinking about that over the last, I don't know, a couple of weeks, but especially into this week. Would have been really nice to have the Chiefs win last night, but it wasn't like critical because the only reason why you think that way is because the Bills could still have a look at the one seed, right? Otherwise, it doesn't matter. I mean, if they're not going to get the one seed, then who cares? Just let Denver win the West and, you know, let things fall where they may. In fact, you might want that more because then if you just don't like the Patriots, you don't want them to get the one seed and feel like, oh, there you go, resting and at home and all that. And that just kind of just the way it feels, all the feels there. You know, give it to Denver. That's fine. But it would have been nice. So how about last night? Dan Dale, were you like me and like kind of watching and rooting for the Chiefs, but like with the horror movie, kind of hand over your eyes, you're like, I'm kind of rooting for the Chiefs, but I feel really dirty doing this.
Yeah, it was just right? Like, I have both of my hands covering my eyes with just the little peek.
Yeah, me too. I was rooting for the Chiefs last night.
Yeah.
And they put like a JV squad out there, it seemed like at times, in different positions, especially like, and I don't mean to disrespect it, like it was like a practice squad. Someone wrote that they have a practice squad playing, a preseason. That's what it was, a preseason roster playing against them. And yes, the quarterback did some nice things, but come on. And yet, here they were winning the game and then tied in the fourth quarter late against the Broncos.
No, you never would have thought that a quarterback I've never heard of until like maybe 2 days ago is going to have
made his first
chance,
ever start, by the way, yesterday.
Yeah, first ever start and have a chance to beat the AFC leading team in the Denver Broncos? Like, who thought?
I know. Chris?
Oladokun.
Oladokun, I think, is how you say his
name. Okay.
Oladokun. Oladokun is how you say his name, I think. I apologize, because I have not heard of him either, really, until yesterday. I looked. Shane Buechele was actually active yesterday for the game.
I really thought he was going to be the starter, and that's why they brought him back.
Maybe he starts next week. They want to get a look at him, right? But yesterday, this is why I think about like the playoffs in this regard. So Joe talked about this a little bit today. He tweeted about this. The Broncos, take a look at their schedule. I mean, give them credit. When you win games, you win games. And when you find ways to win, you find ways to win. There's nothing wrong with that. And we would take it. Remember the 1 year, a few years ago, the Bills couldn't win one score games, and it became a talking point, and then suddenly the next year they did. Remember last year, the Chiefs won every one score game, and then this year they're not doing it. And then last year, the Broncos were not good in one score games, and now this year they're winning all these one score games. It's the luck of the ball sometimes. It's a turnover here. It's a toe tap in or out. It can be totally anything, one little random difference between winning one score games and losing one score games. Give the Broncos credit. They are winning a lot of one-score games. But some of these games are against teams where, boy, you feel like they should just be better than them. Now, impressive wins they've had this year. They did beat Kansas City earlier, 22-19, right? Right before the bye. That's before the Chiefs were kind of back in the, who are they really? Houston. They beat Houston 18-15. One score game, but nice. I mean, they crushed Dallas by 20 points, 44-24. Not that the Dallas is great, but you know, that's an impressive win. Remember they came back on the Giants. How the heck, remember they scored all those points in the fourth quarter against the Giants? That was insane. What was it, 30 points or whatever in the fourth quarter they scored? They were down 26-8. No, they were down 19-0 going into the fourth. Oh, they scored 33 points in the fourth quarter that day. And if you, like, look at the big picture, the reason why I've spent so much time thinking about this is because I just can't decide what's best for the Bills or not, to be honest with you. So I'd like to ask you that today. Before everything happens on Sunday, like, you have a preferred outcome here. I mean, winning the division is obviously great, but you could also face Houston at home. Maybe you don't like that. I would say, I don't care. If you're at home, you're at home. That's great. Give me home games. I know people say, well, go play Pittsburgh. Well, Pittsburgh's looked a little better lately, and they might be resting players week 18, which makes it tougher. When you're resting TJ Watt, and hopefully he's, you know, medically okay because everything that happened with him with his lung, you're resting Aaron Rodgers. You're resting older players. That could be an impact and a factor. Maybe you don't want to go to L.A. and play the Chargers the way that they're playing right now. I mean, maybe you don't want to go to Jacksonville. I mean, what is the preferred kind of path here? Does Denver look that daunting right now? They can win games. They win a lot of one-score games, but I'm thinking, I don't know. Maybe you'd rather go to Denver than New England. I know it might sound crazy to some of you. New England's a division opponent. They already beat you once this year. Going there twice and winning would be very tough. They have a very, very good young quarterback. I'd take their quarterback over the Broncos quarterback right now for sure. So yeah, I think there's a lot of different ways to look at this. The other thing we're going to do today that I want to get to a little bit later is we do this every kind of week. The Bills play a game, but especially when they're at home. Memories against the team they're playing. And this week, obviously, the Bills are playing the Philadelphia Eagles. And folks, if you talk Bills, Eagles, memories, there's basically no way to me you can't start with the incredible Randall Cunningham play out of the end zone to Fred Barnett. I tweeted it. Go find it. It's on YouTube. It's incredible. The Bills were on the wrong end. It's one of the most iconic plays ever at this stadium, like singular plays. Randall Cunningham escapes Bruce Smith. Did you see the play that I tweeted out, Dan? Have you seen the play? You got to go look at it. Go look at the play I tweeted out. You got to start. If you're going to talk Bills, Eagles, okay, memories, I tweeted out the play and said, you have to start with this play. It's Randall Cunningham. What's 1990? I got to go back and look again. He's in the pocket, in the end zone. He's going to get sacked for a safety. Bruce Smith comes over. He ducks out of it. Runs to his left. He's a right-handed quarterback. Just launches the ball downfield. Fred Barnett goes up, out jumps a Bills DB, and then takes it to the house for 90-plus yards for a touchdown. But what other Bills-Eagles memories might you have? The year that I moved back to Buffalo, 2011, I think it was, they played on Halloween or right that weekend. It was unseasonably warm here, and the Bills got the Eagles to jump off sides late in the game to win the game. Like on a hard count. I remember that one. Cornelius Bennett had an amazingly monstrous game in 1987, just a month after he shows up to Buffalo, basically. But it didn't matter. It was the last game of the year. You might remember that, but it was kind of nondescript. Because the Bills had lost to the Patriots the week before to not get in the playoffs. That's the strike year. That's Bennett comes to Buffalo in the big trade. Eric Dickerson. Bills, Eagles memories. We can get into those too. 803-0550. And of course, the Eagles had for quite a few years, they had a local quarterback from Lackawanna, Ron Jaworski. 803-0550. Tony starts us off in Buffalo. Hi, Tony. You're on WGR. What's up?
Hey, what's going on, Sal?
How are you, man? Well,
I'm good, man. For me, it's very important to get the 5 seed if we can't sneak out the division with an upset to the Patriots. And it's not just Pittsburgh. I feel like a lot of this is being predicated on what that round one matchup would look like. And I do want, I would want Pittsburgh over the others, as good as they might be playing or maybe catching a little stride. I think there are knots below the other teams, but something I don't hear talked a lot about that I think is real is, pardon me, if we were to be the five, I think the six and the seven can compete with the division winners to where we could potentially be in a spot to host the AFC championship game following what would be the divisional round. I think it's almost mathematically impossible to host a round two game should we be the five and play Pittsburgh.
No, it wouldn't be mathematically impossible. In fact, it could happen because you would just need seven to win and six to win. Then seven would go to one and six would go to five.
Okay, so we would need them. We would need them both. Not mathematically, maybe a little less likely.
Yep.
But I think the AFC Championship is real. If we're the five, and that might be driving me to want the five just as much as the round one opponent. Your thoughts?
Totally get it. Totally get it. Yeah, and we've talked about it a little bit, Tony, and I think that the reason why we don't lean all the way into that is because it's probably so unlikely, right? Like, come on, what are we talking about here? You'd have to have five, six, and seven all win. Or, in your scenario, you wouldn't have to have five, six, and seven all win. The Bills would have to win at five, two games, so they win at four, and then they win at, number one or two, whatever. And then somebody below them, six or seven, also wins a couple games. But, I mean, this could be, if you look at the playoff field, I understand going on the road in the playoffs is tough, always. If you look at the playoff field, I think anything is possible this year. Anything. Including the Bills losing the first round at Pittsburgh. Or at home, if they get in as a division winner to a Houston or a Chargers or whatever. Like, seriously. Anything is possible. The number one seed this year is probably the most tenuous it's been as far as a team getting it and then thinking they're going to go to the Super Bowl than you could imagine and remember. I think it was 2021. The Titans had the number one seed at 12-5. Remember, the Bills, because that year they lost to the Titans down in Tennessee, right? Was that the year? Let me just check the Bills schedule that year. Was that the year they went to Tennessee and lost in a month? Yeah. They lose that 34-31. Josh Allen slips at the fourth down near the goal line, all that, right? If the Bills win that game, they're probably the number one seed. And that was a game in October. But because the Tennessee won that game, and Tennessee also, I believe that year, they beat the Bills and then they beat the Chiefs the next week. They did. They wind up as the number one seed. And what happened in the playoffs that year? That was the year the Titans, as the number one seed. Let me go to the schedule here. They lost to the Bengals in their first game. And we all know the Bengals then went to Kansas City and they won, and the Bills had lost to Kansas City that same year. That's 13 seconds, all of that, right? That year was wild when you think about it. That year, the number one seed gets knocked off in the AFC. This is 2021 now. Number one seed gets knocked off in the AFC. That's Tennessee. Bills won. Oh, that's the perfect game. New England comes to Buffalo. Vegas goes to Cincinnati. Cincinnati beats them. So Cincinnati then plays Tennessee in round two. They win, and then Buffalo. So you had 1, 2, 3, and 4 all survive. There you go. That's 1, 2, 3, 4 all survive. And 2, Kansas City beats Buffalo with 13 seconds left in the game, and 4 beats Tennessee. And remember, that's the year. So the Bengals would have come to Buffalo for the AFC title game. But the point I'm making is, ever since then, that was 21. Then you get to 2022, number one seed, Kansas City. They get to the Super Bowl. 2023, number one seed, Baltimore. They get knocked off by Kansas City. Go to the Super Bowl. And then last year, Kansas City gets it. But I think this year feels like the most kind of tenuous spot you're in if you're the one seed, that you could be knocked off by anybody. I don't even talk about the Bills. If Denver's the number one seed, you can't see them losing to Houston or the Chargers or the Jags. I can. What if New England's the number one seed? Same thing. Any of these teams can win. I think the AFC is wild. It's wide open. We could be talking about an early exit. We could be talking about a...
Maybe you like cooking. Maybe you don't. Either way, the new Blue Apron is for you. Because along with our classic meal kits, we're offering new pre-made and one-pan meals to help you get dinner on the table fast. And now there's no subscription needed, so you can just order and enjoy. Do delicious food your way. Shop 100-plus meals at blueapron.com. Get 50% off your first two orders with code APRON50. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
RingCentral's AI receptionist uses voice AI to answer on the first ring, so you'll never miss a call again. In just a few minutes, you can personalize your own AI receptionist to answer questions, route calls, schedule appointments, and even send texts in multiple languages. Plus, it's easy to scale. Create unlimited AI receptionists across any phone system. It's all powered by one reliable platform for effortless AI communications. See for yourself at ringcentral.com. RingCentral, voice of your business.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Come to DSW for the shoes, stay for the fun. Because, let's be honest, if shoe shopping isn't fun, are you even doing it right? So go ahead, try something new. Try something different. Good different. Try something that feels like you. You know, the real you. And then definitely brag about it later. Because at DSW, you've got unlimited freedom to play. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
A deep, deep playoff run. Your thoughts on the AFC playoff picture? Your thoughts on Eagles, Bills, memories? Randall Cunningham, the one that first comes to mind? We'll do all of that today on the Northtown Automotive Extra Point Show on a Buffalo Football Holiday Friday here on WGR. Sal Capaccio with you. We'll take a timeout. Paul Hamilton up next to check in on the surging Sabres with a really big game tomorrow night against the Boston Bruins. Keep it right here on WGR.
It's Paul Hamilton.
That's what they called me in college. It's the bone.
He has the facts to back up his opinions.
People ask me, well, how are the Sabres going to, are they going to win tonight? I don't have a clue.
On WGR, Sports Radio 550.
All right, Paul Hamilton joins me ahead of the Sabres taking on the Bruins tomorrow night in what should be a really fun atmosphere down at KeyBank Center. The Sabres only 2 points right now out of a playoff spot, and Paul is on the West Her Hotline. Paul, I hope you had a really awesome Christmas. Merry Christmas, happy holidays to you.
Thank you. I hope Santa was good in your home also.
Yes, yes, he very much was. I want to start with a question that you can't quantify, right? You and I love these. I think you and I are very much cut of the same cloth, where there's a lot of things that happen in sports you can't quantify, but you just know they're there, right? You know what I mean?
Yeah.
How much does new injection, a change at the top, GM, Jarmo Kekäläinen, when players see things that are happening, new people coming in, veteran hockey people, how much can that, or do you think it may have had played a role so far in this resurgence and this winning streak?
Well, really, when I think about it, I think you and I could compare notes on the sports that we cover.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, look at the Buffalo Bills before Sean McDermott showed up and the shape that organization was in. He shows up, and I know culture is a buzzword that a lot of people don't like. And I agree, not all coaches and general managers can pull off culture. As a matter of fact, very few of them can. They all want to. They all talk about it. but very few. I had heard culture by Buffalo Bills coaches for I don't know how long, and it never worked. And then Sean McDermott shows up, and he has a culture of excellence that he ingrained in that organization from top to bottom. And it's how they live out there. And look at how it changed that franchise around. And now they're, you know, 7 years in a row in the playoffs when they went 17 years in a row without the playoffs. And, you know, now let's take it to the Buffalo Sabres. I think, you know, there's a possibility that Jarmo Kekäläinen can do some of the same things in changing the culture of the Buffalo Sabres the last 14 years.
Yeah, I don't disagree. I think long term it can definitely, and it should, make an impact. Do you think that in the moment when guys see that, does it have them look at things differently, look at their spot differently, know, hey, wait a minute, we got a guy here who, you know, if I don't pick up my game, if I don't do the right things, if I'm not kind of changing the way I operate on or off the ice, things could be different for me. And does that have something to do with it too, do you think, with some guys? We hear about guys not wanting to be in Buffalo. Let's be honest though. Like, guys don't want to be, oh my God, you're not part of what we want here. We want you out of here. A lot of times they want to be part of the solution. When you see something like that, I think about Rasmus Dahlin saying, hey, I'm excited. It's something new, obviously. He wasn't necessarily shooting a shot at Kevin Adams, but it injects new blood and new energy.
Yeah, what Rasmus Dahlin was doing was looking forward, you know, and not looking back, looking forward. And that's how he felt looking forward. And it can. And when you turn an organization around like that, nobody wanted to play for the Buffalo Bills when they were losing all the time. Buffalo, you know, that became the city and this, that, the other thing. Well, I think a lot of people want to play for the Buffalo Bills now. It's a mm-hmm. destination because of what Sean McDermott has built here, because of Josh Allen, because of the players that are here now, because of the winning. And that will happen in hockey, too. Yeah, the Buffalo Sabres are not a destination right now. Who wants to come and watch this team lose for 14 years in a row and that type of thing? And then, once again, people start thinking it's the city. No, it's not the city. When Daniel Briere and Ryan Miller and Chris Drury were around, people wanted to come to the Buffalo Sabres. They weren't all upset about it. They wanted to come and be a part of that. And if the Buffalo Sabres start winning, that will all change again. People will want to become to the Buffalo Sabres. So it's not because people hate the city. It's they hate the losing. And once you become a winning organization and a class organization, people will come. Trust me.
I 100% agree. I mean, the comment from Kevin Adams, obviously, that he never should have said was the palm trees comment. We all understand that. There's also a little bit of truth that lies into what he said. You just can't say it. But really what it is he's basically saying, hey, if you're not winning, you better give other reasons to come here. But winning trumps everything, and they haven't won. And now you're right. If you start winning, that trumps all that stuff about taxes or palm trees or anything like that. And hopefully that can continue on, because right now the Sabres have won 7 in a row. I'm looking back at some of these games. You have one goal game, one, two, one. They're winning tight, close games. What's been the difference in this 7-game stretch?
Starting with the Seattle game, every single game since then, they have been protecting one-goal leads in the third period. That is something brand new in Saberland. They could not protect leads on a consistent basis to save their lives. You know, the other team would pull their goaltender. They're going to score. You know they're going to score. And in the game where you should have picked up 2 points and given up none, you wind up losing in overtime, and you picked up 1 point and gave the other team two. And that was more of their the way they operated. But now they're not afraid of protecting a lead. First, they're getting good goaltending. You got to get good goaltending if you're going to protect the lead. And they're not giving the puck away. They're not putting their goaltender in very bad situations. On a rare occasion, maybe, yes, you're not perfect. So, yeah, you're going to get the occasional giveaway that might turn into a breakaway, and then your goaltender has to make a big save, which has happened. But for the most part, their puck management has been excellent in those third periods. They're giving up very, very little, and it's everybody buying in. Even guys who really haven't played well defensively are playing well defensively when they're you know, trying to protect the lead. The only time it didn't work, it did actually work 5-on-5. They were protecting the lead against the Islanders and then took a penalty, and the Islanders scored on a 6-on-4. And you know, then the Sabres were still able to win the game in overtime. But unfortunately for them, they gave up a point to the Islanders, who were one of the teams they're chasing. But that's the only time it didn't work. But in reality, it did work. I'm talking 5-on-5 protecting leads. It did work. Now, Ottawa, Alex Tuch took a penalty that he was nervous about. I asked him after the game. I said, were you nervous in a tie game that you were going to lose the game? Or were you confident in a penalty kill that's been number one in the league for a lot of the years? And he just laughed and he said to me, both. You know, he wasn't happy. And that is the one thing they have not fixed yet. They got to stop taking these late third period penalties. They just have to stop doing that. It's going to come back and haunt them. They got away with it against Ottawa. They won the hockey game, and they won the hockey game against the Islanders, but they did give up a point because of it. That's the one thing they have not fixed, and that's something they need to fix.
Paul, I thought maybe we'd see some goaltending movement after what we heard Kekalainen say. I mean, he's kind of made it known it's not ideal to have three goalies. They'd like to get down to two. We know that Ellis had been out also with the concussion. Where does everything stand right now from what you've seen as far as how they've played? You know, Alex Lyon, of course, obviously playing pretty well, but also kind of what you think the organization wants to do going forward.
Well, Lukanen stepped in. He hadn't played in a while. He hadn't played since Calgary when he got pulled. Mm-hmm. And that's when Lyon started his streak of playing in every game. And he hadn't won a game on the road all year. He was 0-4-1. And he stepped in New Jersey and was phenomenal. Played his best game of the year, I thought. Made some huge saves in the first period when the Sabres didn't have their game yet. And, you know, so he showed, he said afterwards to reporters that, it didn't matter on the road, at home, or whatever. I got to start playing better hockey.
Mm-hmm.
And he knew it. And he did for that one game. So now both goaltenders have been involved in this little streak. And, you know, now Lindy Ruff can look at Lukanen and say, okay, I liked his last game. When I got to throw him in there, you know, he's going to be okay. So, you know, Kekalainen has not been at the job for all that long. And this is not a time of year where a lot of trades are made. There were a few right before the freeze. The freeze ends on the 28th. So next couple of days,
mm-hmm.
The roster freeze, and then you can start making trades again. Right now, they have a goaltender on injured reserve, so they do only have two goaltenders right now. But, you know, that goaltender is in practice, so you're back to three goaltenders in practice. So Kekalainen has to make a decision on how he wants to go. Lyon's on a two-year contract. It's not like it never happens where a 32-year-old goaltender is on top of his game for a long time through his 30s. There's some in the league right now that are doing it. So, you know, does he decide that maybe Lyon with one of the young goaltenders is the future? And I include Levi in that. You know, make a decision that maybe Lyon is the guy we go forward with. Now, who do we pair him with? Do we pair him with Ellis? Do we pair him with Lukanen? Or do we pair him with Levi? What's the future of the team? He's got to look out forward also, too. And he scouts all the time. He knows what's going on with Lukanen. He's seen Lukanen all through his career. So it's not like he has to play catch up here. He knows these goaltenders, and he knows, you know, where they are in their careers and that type of thing. He's been watching a lot of Rochester American games, and I'm sure he's very aware of what Devin Levi's done when he's been in the NHL, too, where he is in his development. So I think that's where the decision lies. If you're like Kukalainen, do you think Lyon has a future? And if you do, which young goaltender are you going to pair with him? And then the other two are on their way.
Paul, injury updates. We know Timmons is out, obviously, long-term right now with the broken leg. Tyson Kozak, Jason Zucker, Justin Danforth, anything that we know on any of these guys?
Well, I'm wondering if we see Zucker out there for the morning skate tomorrow, because mm-hmm. Lindy Ruff said he had a conversation with Zucker. This was probably about a week ago, and that he's looking at right after Christmas. So we'll see. Of course, there's no practice today. And no team, by the way, just people are wondering, the Bruins cannot travel today. They have to travel day of the game. Just like
good point.
Preseason.
Yeah, good
in
point.
Preseason, you do have to, they all travel day of the game. So they could either leave at 3 o'clock and show up for the game day, or sometimes, and the Sabres have done this before, they leave like at 8 or 9 o'clock, do the morning skate on the road, get day rooms so they can nap or whatever, and then do the game. But no team can travel today. They have to all wait till tomorrow morning.
By the way, I'm glad you brought up the Bruins. I was going to ask you about them. They've lost four in a row, 5 of 6. They're a team that's been a bit surprising to me. I didn't think they'd be even in the mix. I thought they were going to have a pretty hard reset year, but maybe coming back to earth here. And this is a team 1 point ahead of the Sabres. What have you seen from the Bruins this year, and how important is it to make sure that you bury this team as they start their 5-game road trip?
Well, they certainly have had the Sabres number. Mm-hmm. Both games were in Boston. Buffalo, one of their worst games of the year was against the Bruins. Yeah, I think maybe they're now playing to what we were expecting before. You know, the Sabres are now ahead of them in points percentage. I always qualify this. I do standings by points percentage because it takes the games in hand out. So that would put the Sabres, they would only have to leapfrog two more teams points percentage-wise. Yep. They're at 556. The Senators are 569. And the Capitals are in that last playoff spot at 581. So the Sabres are past the Boston Bruins when it comes to points percentage, 556 to 539. The biggest thing that surprised me about the Boston Bruins, I never in a million years figured Morgan Geeky to have 25 goals at this point of the season and be one of the leading goal scorers in the league. It started last year. Last year he became a goal scorer in this league, and I just never really figured Morgan Geeky as a goal scorer. Mm-hmm. You know, and then all of a sudden that happens sometimes with players, and now he's taken off, and I guess last year wasn't a fluke because he's got 25 goals this year too, and he scored a big goal against the Sabres in Boston. So, you know, it's definitely along with Pasternak. And it's interesting that Pasternak only has 14 goals to 25 for Geeky. You know, those are the two guys that really, you know, the Sabres have to make sure don't get going crazy against them tomorrow.
Paul, anything on Jiří Kulík?
Yeah, Kukalainen, when we spoke with him in Ottawa, said that really he doesn't have any update as far as when he could be back. And you know how teams are sometimes. They don't want to give you an update. But honestly, I think he was 100% telling the truth. This is a blood clot. You can't predict them. You can't predict when a blood clot will be dissolved or when it will be gone or when you're no longer in danger, you know, as far as trying to play or something like that. So I 100% believe him when he says that, you know, they just don't know when Kulík. You know, I saw, you know, there was a one practice. He was standing at the bench. He often is over there. But, you know, he had a stick, but he was just, like, leaning over the boards, like passing the puck to players and stuff like that, you know, in his gym shorts and stuff. So, you know, he has not been on the ice yet or anything like that. So it's just kind of a waiting game. And you wonder how he – does he feel good? Like, does he feel like a normal person? But he knows this is inside his body, and he has to take care of it. It's a dangerous thing. I mean, that's probably the thing. He may feel fantastic, but you have to be careful with something like this, like a blood clot.
Paul, you and I have not talked since the Sabres made a couple other additions to the front office. Just about a minute or so left here. Just your overarching, maybe if you could explain to people what Mark Bergevin and Josh Flynn bring to the organization. Flynn is assistant GM, and Bergevin is the associate GM.
Yeah, Flynn has always done contracts, the CBA. I read today that, you know, he was kind of the one that convinced John Tortorella that analytics are a good tool to use in your coaching and things like that. So he's been around a while, somebody that Kukalainen, as Kukalainen said, he knows exactly how I want things done and how I want things set up. As far as Bergevin, that's a great hire. I mean, another former general manager of the Montreal Canadiens was GM of the Canadiens for about as long as Kukalainen was for the Columbus Blue Jackets. So just, I think that's a great add to the organization, just to bring another person in. And Kukalainen is the type of guy, he doesn't want to sit at a meeting table with the hockey department and everybody said, yeah, Jarmo, you're right, Jarmo. That's right. That player does exactly that. He wants to be challenged. If somebody at that table doesn't think a player think the same thing of a player as Kukalainen does, he wants to hear that. He wants to know that. And then they'll discuss, well, why do you think he's there as opposed to why I think he's here? So those are the types of things I think you're going to get from Bergeron and other people that I think he'll bring into the organization.
Tomorrow night should be fun, Paul. It's one of those times.
When you think about meal kit companies, what do you see? Probably long, complicated recipes and subscriptions you can't escape. But with the new Blue Apron, we're doing meal delivery differently. No subscription needed. Faster, easier meals. And the same dedication to quality we've always had. Shop 100-plus meals at blueapron.com. Get 50% off your first two orders with code APRON50. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
RingCentral will completely transform the way you work. It gives you built-in AI across all your business conversations. Your phone system has an AI receptionist that answers calls 24/7. Your video meetings have AI that takes notes instantly. Even your contact center has AI, so you can help customers faster. It all comes together in one reliable platform for effortless AI communications. See for yourself at ringcentral.com. RingCentral, voice of your business.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
DSW, birthplace of the humble brag. Here, the shoes are so good, no one would ever know how little you paid. If you didn't go telling everyone, that is. And with never-ending options for every style, mood, and occasion, all at really great prices, we'll definitely give you something to brag about. So go ahead, stock up on fresh sneakers from your favorite brands. Or try those boots you always secretly knew you could pull off. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
At the arena that we haven't had enough of, you know what I mean, over the last 14 years, obviously. But I think tomorrow's going to be one of them. Holiday weekend, you got the Eagles in town against the Bills. It's a Boston Bruins. Like I close my eyes and I think about Boston Bruins hockey back in the 80s and, you know, 70s and brawls. And I mean, it comes to life when they're here anyway sometimes, especially some of the Boston fans that come to town. But I think tomorrow's going to be a pretty fun night in the arena.
Yeah, I don't know if it's still this way, but when I was in college, these are the games, you know, you come back for Christmas break.
Yep.
So you get a lot of college kids in
right.
there who are home for the holidays and go to a Saber game. I used
love
to.
It. Yep.
And I used to look around and see a lot of people, and I honestly don't know if it's still that way, but I loved it back when I was a student.
Should be very fun. Thanks a lot, Paul. We'll catch up this weekend. And, of course, PHAM1717, where everybody can follow him on Twitter. Thanks a lot.
No problem. Take care.
All right, you got it. Paul Hamilton right there on the Western Hotline. We'll take a timeout. When we come back, did you see the story about the Jets and what they did to this fan? What they did to the fan. Like, the Jets kind of, you know, there's teams that just can't get out of their own way, right? New York Jets, not Winnipeg, by the way. We just talked hockey. There's teams that can't get out of their own way. I ran across this story today. I'm like, come on, really? I want to share this story with you when we come back and get more into Bills-Eagles memories as we head toward the 11 o'clock hour. We'll take a look at the AFC playoff picture and your calls. Do you have a preferred outcome? What are you looking for here as far as the Bills and the seeding and how everything looks in the AFC playoffs? Sean McDermott, a little after 11 a.m. here on the Northtown Automotive Extra Point Show on WGR. Yeah, I ran across this story today. I'm going to read it to you. It's out there in different places. This is from the New York Post I'm reading. Jets cancel invite to superfan to take $100,000 field goal challenge in honor of her late father. Quote, she said, could have made it. So here's the story, basically. The Jets had some sort of contest called Kick for Cash competition. And they saw this young lady kicking at MetLife Stadium in some capacity, like at a tailgate or whatever. And they're like, hey, you should be a part of this. Like, come and join the contest. Her name is Ashley Castanio Gervasi. And apparently she attends games, it says, in honor of her late Jets fan dad. Okay, so, and she's going through the process and she gets all the way to the end. And they find out she's a local high school soccer coach. So they tell her, you're ineligible now. You can't play. You can't be in it. And they literally, like, pulled the invite. And her quote is, so it says the 33-year-old former Stony Brook University goalkeeper, she was a soccer player in college, okay, who played from 2010 to 14, said she was spotted by the team kicking in the fan zone outside MetLife, asked by Jets reps to qualify for the contest in October. They never asked if she was a coach, she said. She later qualified to kick for the Big Bucks during the Jets-Patriots game this week by nailing a 20-yard field goal. She said she's been doing it. She's been nailing them 25-yarders, been at practice with her kids, and like, yeah, she's going to go do this thing. Then she got a call from Jets staff to review rules and go over details. She was supposed to sign an affidavit like the three other finalists. That's when they told her the rules prohibited recent players and coaches from Olympic, college, and high school soccer, rugby, and football teams. But yet they let her go through the process to lead up to it and said, sorry, you can't do it anymore. The Jets were contacted, apparently, by the Post. Quote, in accordance with competition rules and regulations, the Jets wrote back, one individual who successfully made the qualifying kick will not be able to advance to the final stage of the challenge. We understand the disappointment associated with this and have made every effort to provide an alternative benefit to show our appreciation. Here's an alternative benefit. Give her $100,000. That's the alternative benefit.
That's a very good
just
benefit.
Just give it to her.
I take that benefit all the way.
You don't have to. You know what? We're going to let other people compete. We're going to give you the money. It's okay. You know? Oh, my gosh.
Can we have a Pat McAfee situation where she has, like, somebody else kick for her, and then she still gets money? Because
I don't know, but I don't know if they would make it. I mean, maybe. Yeah, you could do that. Yeah,
they do that.
They do that?
They do that, where the person doesn't feel comfortable enough to kick it, so they ask somebody else to kick, and they split it. They split the pot.
Well, she's like, this is life-changing money. Yeah, of course, yeah. It's $100,000. Did you see a couple years ago, I think it was last year, maybe there was a half-court shot contest one of these colleges did. Kid made it. Everybody's going crazy. And they reviewed the film, and his toe touched the half-court line. So they disqualified him.
Yeah, I remember that.
And they're like, come on.
Right.
Right?
You know,
I know.
I got a funny story on this.
Okay, go ahead.
My dad won a car.
Come on.
In a hockey ball shot contest. He was number 12. And it was over 100 yards. I remember it clear as day. I was holding his jacket. I was like 8 at the time, 7 or 8. I'm freezing my butt off. It's cold February. And I remember him telling me this. There's this little crack on the ice. If you hit it and hit it perfectly, it's going to go in the hole. He shot it. It hit the crack, went straight in there. We still have the car to this day.
And he got the car.
Yeah, he got the car.
I love it. All right. Well, that's a happy ending story. I love that.
Right?
You still have the car to this day. That's great. I love it. So they give you a good car, too, that you know can last. All right. That's cool. Good for your dad on that. Not good for the Jets and what happened here with this young lady and this woman and her not being able to kick here. They didn't tell her the rules. They let her do all this. And then as they write in the story, they pulled the ball away from her like Charlie Brown in the Peanuts cartoon. Funny. I love it. All right, we'll take a timeout. We'll come back. Another hour on the way. Sean McDermott on the way. Pat Hammer on the way. AFC playoffs. Schedule for this week. A lot to get to on the Northtown Automotive Extra Point Show and a Buffalo Football Holiday Friday on WGR.
RingCentral's AI receptionist uses voice AI to answer on the first ring, so you'll never miss a call again. In just a few minutes, you can personalize your own AI receptionist to answer questions, route calls, schedule appointments, and even send texts in multiple languages. Plus, it's easy to scale. Create unlimited AI receptionists across any phone system. It's all powered by one reliable platform for effortless AI communications. See for yourself at ringcentral.com. RingCentral, voice of your business.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
There's nothing like gaining a fresh perspective from experts who've seen it all
and have the wisdom to prove it. With MasterClass, you can learn from the best to become your best. With plans starting at $10 a month, billed annually, you get unlimited access to over 200 plus classes taught by the world's best business leaders, writers, chefs, and more. With MasterClass, you get thousands of bite-sized lessons across 13 categories that can fit into even the busiest of schedules. And the classes really make a difference. 3 in 4 surveyed members feel inspired every time they watch MasterClass. And 83% of surveyed members have applied something they've learned from MasterClass to their lives. MasterClass always has great offers during the holidays, sometimes up to as much as 50% off. Head over to masterclass.com/audio for the current offer. That's up to 50% off at masterclass.com/audio. Masterclass.com/audio.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detecttheSOS.com today.